God doesn't work by worry. He doesn't work by fretting. He doesn't work by unbelief. He doesn't work by fear. So he gives us the fruit of the Spirit. And that enables him to work. Love. God works by love.
Are you worried about a bad report from the doctor? On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, find out what God's report has to say. Join Gloria Copeland as she continues her teaching, Be Free from the Curse and Live Healed. Now here's Gloria.
Let's look at Isaiah 53, 4. This is the key to your divine health. Glory to God. Jesus came and did this for us. I'm going to read you the Amplified Bible. Verse 4, surely, surely. This is the scripture, one of the main scriptures we're standing on today as we release the healing anointing in here. Surely, without a doubt, surely, he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, distresses, and carried our sorrow and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, smitten and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. Now your sickness, weakness, distresses, that's three words, and sorrows and pains, that's five words that describe the curse. You know, there's the blessing, and there's the curse. God told Moses and the children of Israel, if you'll do my word, all these good things will come upon you. If you'll obey me, that's what he said to them. If you'll obey me, all these blessings will come upon you. But if you don't obey me, all these curses will come upon you. Well, in those curses, it said every sickness, every disease, not even written in this, listed a lot of separate sicknesses and diseases. Every sickness, every disease, not even listed in this curse, is under the curse. So medical science cannot come up with a new disease that's not under the curse. Every sickness, every disease is under the curse. Verse 5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions or our sins. He bore our sins. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity, and the chastisement or the punishment that sin deserves was put on him, in other words. Peace, well-being, the chastisement, peace, well-being for us was put upon him. Whatever it took for you to be well, for you to prosper, for you to have peace. What does that mean? Peace, one definition of peace is nothing missing, nothing broken. And I'm here to tell you that's what you can have and live in Jesus Christ. Spirit, soul, body, circumstances. If you don't have a house to live in, there's something missing. If you don't have food on the table, there's something missing. If you don't have a well body, there's something missing. If you don't have peace in your mind, there's something missing. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. So everything that is outside the realm of well-being, Jesus bore for you and me. If you'd have been the only one in the earth, it would be no more powerful toward you than it would be if it included everybody. I mean, he said, it's ours, it's ours. He was wounded for our, that would be you and me, our transgressions, well-being, the chastisement or the punishment needful to obtain peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes, he was beaten for us. With the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. That is no less, he paid no less the price of sin than he paid for our wholeness. What is man? Spirit, soul, and body. He got the new birth for the spirit. He's given us the word of God for our soul to train us, Spirit of God to teach us. And with the stripes that wounded him, we're healed in our bodies. Glory to God. Really in our bodies and our souls or our minds. If you've got mental problems today, Jesus bore that for you. He bore for the complete peace, spirit, soul, and body. He took it upon himself. And he bore every weakness. If you're here today and you've been weak and your body's getting weaker and you feel like, you know, things aren't moving and doing like they ought to do, weakness is under that curse. You look under the curse, you'll find every bad thing. You can't think of a bad thing that's not under the curse. That's in Deuteronomy 28. You ought to look at it and see what all you've been delivered out of. But I'm just going to tell you today that you've been delivered by Jesus personally from every sickness, weakness, and pain. You've been delivered from being incapacitated, hallelujah. Glory to God. And your well-being and your finances included. You can't have well-being if you don't eat. Amen. So the curse, and that you look under it. I mean the curse. Boy, that curse is bad. Bad. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you need to do that today. And if you read that curse, you'd do it today. Because it's bad. Man, all kind of destruction in there. Nothing good under the curse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But under the blessing, everything's taken care of. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. Bless the Lord. So to get under the blessing, you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you haven't done that already, well, we'll give you an opportunity to do it today. Bless the Lord. We are healed. We are saved. We are provided for. Glory to God. Now, when it comes to prosperity, God talks to you a lot about what to do in prospering. You know, how to prosper. For one thing, he says to tithe. Get God involved in your money and you got something. Give God your tithe is 10%. Give him the 10%, you can do more if you want to, but a tithe is actually 10%. And we never were on solid ground financially until we started tithing faithfully, you know, without, well, I think we need this money more than God does this month, so we'll make it up later. No, it's your first and your best. Give your first and your best, 10% to the Lord, and the blessing will be on the rest. The first and the best, 10% to the Lord. And the blessing comes on the rest. The first and the best, the blessing comes on the rest. Amen? So, and then you listen to the Lord. You do what he says. And you can't just tithe and live like the devil. Although, if I were going to live like the devil, I'd be sure and tithe. But I don't know how much it'd help me. What do we got to do? We got to get in the Bible and live like God says. If we want the blessing unhindered, sin hinders the blessing. We want the blessing unhindered. We want divine health in our life, divine prosperity, divine blessing. We're going to have to do what the Word says. Get born again. Then you want to be filled with the Spirit. If you're here in this meeting and you've never been filled with the Spirit, sometime today, whoever's listening, we need to give an opportunity for people to be filled with the Spirit. We never did grow much at all until we received the Holy Spirit. Then we got born again, we received the Holy Spirit. Then we never did grow much past that until we began to hear about faith in the Word of God. You know, how many of you have actually been well acquainted with the message of faith already? How many of you didn't have a clue on how to live until you heard how to act on the Word of God? Same group. You know, it all goes together. But once you begin to know that this is where my life is, this word right here, this is where my healing is. It's given me healing. It's given me prosperity, peace, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's in me when I'm born again. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Now, what I need to do with that? I need to yield to it. Glory to God. Amen? And begin to study things out like the fruit of the Spirit. If you've just been born again, you haven't had time to grow much, the next step would be, one of the good next steps to be is to study the fruit of the Spirit and realize what's on the inside of you. Oh, I've got joy. You know, we sing that song, Joy Like a River. I've got joy. Well, okay. What do I do to, I don't feel like I've got joy. I hadn't noticed it. But that says I've got joy. What do? I yield to that joy. I do just what I did with faith, love, joy, faithfulness, faith. You yield to faith. You yield to joy. Do a study on joy. Peace. Oh, I've got peace. That's in me. I'm born again. How do I get that out? I yield to it. When worry tries to come, when fretting tries to come, Bible just says don't fret about anything. Don't fret. Amplified says do not fret or be anxious about anything. Not your rent, not your job, not your kids, not your money, not your wife, not your husband. Don't fret about anything. But with joy, peace, patience, the fruit of the Spirit, we begin to yield to that. If it's against the fruit, don't do it. Isn't that good? We don't have to be worried. We don't have to fret. It does no good at all for you to worry or fret. That's not faith. God doesn't work by worry. He doesn't work by fretting. He doesn't work by unbelief. He doesn't work by fear. So He gives us the fruit of the Spirit. And that enables Him to work. Love. God works by love. Joy. The joy of the Lord's our strength. Peace. This is healing. This is about healing. I'm telling you, don't fret. Don't fret. Don't fret about your body. Don't fret about symptoms. Don't fret about anything. But let God overcome it with His way. Love, joy, peace. What if you're standing for your healing and you have pain and, it's hard. Pain is obnoxious. I'll have to agree. And it is aggravating. And it is hard to put up with. But what do we do if we have pain? Pain's under the curse. There's no question about it. Pain is under the curse. I've been redeemed from the curse. What do you do in a time of, testing and situation? You keep in the Word. You stay in the Word. You stay in the Word. You yield to the Word. You don't yield your mouth to the problem. You find things in the Scripture, like, for instance, you know, this covers everything. Jesus bore our pains. He bore our diseases. Isaiah 53 covers everything. He bore it for me. And then in Jesus, and you have the name of Jesus if you're born again. So rebuke that pain and don't yield to it. Amen. Or whatever symptom it is. Don't be moved by those things. Be moved by the Word of God. Be moved by surely. He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly considered Him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But He was wounded for our sins or transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him. And with the stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole. In other words, your sickness, that sickness that's come on your body, your pain, your discomfort, that's already been handled. It came to man as a result of sin. Jesus bore our sins, carried our diseases, and by his stripes, we were healed. I were healed. I already were healed, hallelujah. Glory to God. And so what do? We resist the curse. No, pain, you're under the curse. I rebuke you. I'll not have you. Jesus himself took my pain. Jesus himself took the leprosy. Jesus himself took arthritis. I don't have it. I'm not having it. I refuse to have it. I'm healed. Whatever's missing, whatever's broken, you got parts missing and you need them back. I believe I have five fingers on this hand, five fingers on that hand in Jesus' name. I believe my feet are healed and normal. Whatever it is, don't let the devil get away with anything in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let him take. See, the devil's a taker. He's what, you know, the Bible calls him a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You know why he's a taker and why he's a thief? Because absolutely nothing belongs to him. He got whooped. He didn't get whipped. He got whooped and badly. And he had everything. He had an important place. He was very important. But he came against God. He committed high treason and he was booted out. He is not important. That wouldn't hurt you to tell him that. Devil, you are not important. God is important. Jesus is important. The Father's important. The Holy Spirit's important. But Satan is a defeated foe. He got kicked out. Glory to God. And we have to keep him kicked out. So what does the devil do? Well, how does he come at us? Well, the only good thing you say about the devil is he is a good liar. He is a developed, highly developed liar. He's a deceiver. He's a tricker. And he tries to get you to believe that God doesn't care anything about you. God doesn't care. He doesn't care. He doesn't love you. That's a lie. God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. He loves me. He loves me. He loves you. He gave Jesus for me. If you were the only person in the world at that time, Jesus would have paid the price for just one person. He would have paid it for you. Now, what does the Bible say? He, Jesus, bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by his stripes, by the stripes that were put on him, we are healed and made whole. We are healed and made whole. Hallelujah. We are healed. Say, I am healed. If I was healed, I am healed. I received my healing this morning. I'll not allow sickness and disease in my body. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Glory to God. I have power. Say this. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, say this. If you haven't received the Holy Spirit, say, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Right now. Let's all say it together. To come in me. Father, fill me with your spirit to overflowing. I receive him in Jesus' name. Now what happened? What does the Bible teach us that happens? You speak with other tongues. So let's all do that. I receive him. I receive the Holy Spirit. I receive utterance in other tongues right now. teach us about that. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive what? Power! Glory to God! Hallelujah!
Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org. If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis. Stand in faith and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit available now for just $15. Start your journey to total healing and wellness with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or by writing to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
As long as I'm here, I'm going to be sickness-free, I'm going to be curse-free, I'm going to be prosperous and blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Gloria, this is Anna Marie. And we are privileged to have her here this morning because she's a soldier in the United States Army.
Hallelujah.
Right after the Southwest Believers Convention in 2007, I was diagnosed with leukemia. I'm a 3-year leukemia overcomer.
Praise the Lord.
I almost died here in 2008, but I was going out with a bang because I came to the Southwest Believers Convention.
What made me come back is the Word, because the Word is what sustained me throughout my whole process. I went into the hospital. I received chemo and radiation. In December of 2007, I had a stem cell transplant. My sister was my donor. And in 2008, I almost died here. I was diagnosed with pneumonia. They medevaced me from Fort Worth to San Antonio. But I stood on the Word that Gloria and Kenneth had taught me. And I knew that I wasn't gonna die. I stayed in the Word. I played Be Made Whole on DVD in the hospital while I was going through the process in ICU. I just listened to the Word. And I believed the Word, and the Word delivered me. This meeting, I couldn't hardly walk. I couldn't get around. My friend would drop me off at the door so I could come into the convention. And just come in and sit down. Now I can walk. I spent time out at the book tables. I've done it all. I have been infused with strength. I know that I will never be in that condition ever again. I couldn't feel my feet. I could feel my feet now from the chemotherapy. They told me it would be permanent. It's not permanent. It's only temporary. It lasted about 3 years, but I can feel my feet. I can walk. I walked in 109 degree weather to go get ice cream in Fort Worth, Texas. This is unheard of. I am so full. I am so thankful. I wouldn't be here today if God had not delivered me. And I'm still here. And I'm just so thankful.
Oh, thank you.
And look at her hair. She had lost all her hair, and look at her beautiful hair.
She lost her hair and it came back.
Totally whole, nothing missing, nothing broken, and nothing lacking.
Thank you, Lord, for her healing.
Nothing.
That's a good testimony.
Anna Marie is healed and living in the blessing. She's a great testimony to how easy it is to receive from God. God just has to have something to work with, and it's called faith. And faith has to have something to go on, and it's called the Word of God. Once we see it in the Word, we know we can have it. We have faith for it. Healing is part of the blessing. It is in God's Word. It's God's will for you to be born again. That's in God's Word. You make Jesus the Lord of your life and be born over again, and all the good things that Jesus bought and paid for belong to you. Now, I prayed this little prayer. I didn't know anything about the Bible much. And I said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. And He did it. I was never the same after I prayed that prayer. Now, say this after me. Say, Jesus, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer with me today, we rejoice that you are free and you are healed and you're delivered. And we have a good gift for you, a salvation package that we want to send you. It's a book on He Did It All For You. We took all of our little books and we put it into one book about what happens to you when you get born again and how to study your Bible. Now, you can get started with these. It's so important that you act on it and you begin to find out what belongs to you. Let us know and we'll be glad to send it to you absolutely free. Hallelujah. You got to keep the Word going in your eyes and your ears and the Word coming out your mouth instead of doubt and unbelief. And the circumstances will change to agree with the Word of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God's Word always works. It always accomplishes what it was sent to do. Remember to order today's product, Healing and Wellness. Don't put it off. Order yours today. And when you get it, don't just put it on the shelf. You get into the Word. Let it help you to make a habit of the Word of God every day. That's what I endeavor to do every day, is spend time in the Word of God so that my faith stays strong. Join me tomorrow for Healing School, and you'll hear some more of the Word of God, and it'll bring faith. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life with Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Begin your exciting journey with God, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, and live the good life God has for you.